Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And by Ducks Unlimited. Get involved, attend a DU fundraiser in your area, and help conserve and protect habitat and your ability to hunt it. Learn more at ducks.org. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Fishing Hall of Famer's new book, Wheelhouse Fishing in Northern Minnesota, and an Outdoorsman Expo in Manitowoc. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best. Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And by the way, all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm joins us from his home in Wisconsin Rapids. And Jeff, last weekend you were in Michigan to try out for the USA Ice team, and I understand congratulations are in order.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Yes, I did. I did make the team, solidified my spot as one of the five anglers that will fish in the World Championship next week, right back on the same venue in Lakeview, Michigan.
Fantastic. Now, was the competition stiff?
It gets harder and harder every year, especially when you take 8 years off. But, it was. I mean, we had 18 anglers there that had competed the year before in our very shortened season, where nothing was really able to be determined. Many of the anglers were from the central Michigan area, so they had some familiarity with the body of water. And I came in a day early, which I'd never done before, and pre-fished some stuff. It gave me some insight to what I was seeing. I think it did help me ultimately in the zones. When we do this world championship type fishing, you're regulated to a specific zone on the lake. You can't just go anywhere you want to. It's a hand auger only, so you can't use a electric drill to drill a hole or anything like that. No electronics of any sort, and you can't use any artificial baits. It's live bait only. So in our case, most of us were using spikes. I don't know of anybody that was using wax worms, but, we went in, there was five separate events over the course of 3 days, two Friday, two Saturday, and one on Sunday. On Friday, the first heat, I took a second. The second heat, I took a first. On Saturday, I had a 6th and a 14th. that 14th hurt me a little bit. And then on Sunday morning, I came back with a 3rd. So ultimately, I had a good enough spot to take a bronze medal in the national championship, secure my spot. And looking forward to another chance at a world championship. This is my 4th world championship. And a real good chance to take a gold medal over there. We have a real good plan. I feel, we did this back in 2013 in Wausau, and, there was a lot going on in life at the time. My wife was 9 months pregnant. Brother-in-law passed away during, the official practice days leading up to the event. Just some things kind of spun out of control for us, and this body of water doesn't set up the same way. This is a very consistent, very little fish bite. I think even if some outside noise happens, we're still going to be in really good shape for a gold medal as a team.
Fantastic. Well, and no babies on the way this time.
No babies on the way this time. And it's funny, Dan, we talked about that because Robert, my son, was born just a week after the World Championship in 2013. And while I was waiting to get on the truck to drive to the airport for Ukraine in 2016. My wife came out of the bathroom saying, "Hey, I'm pregnant. Here's the pregnancy test." So, my last two world championships have revolved around babies somehow in some fashion, either coming or going. And, this time, not so much. We're going to stay baby free this time.
All right. Well, we will hear more about the world championship coming up because that's in February, but we've got a couple of weeks to go, and you got a few days and maybe warmer weather. You can get out there again.
Yeah, we'll practice. I'm going to travel over there for a couple of days this next week and then come back. The lake goes off limits for about a week and a half until official practice time starts the week leading up to the event, which is the 15th and 16th of February.
Fair enough. Well, in September, I'll be going back to Ballard's Black Island Resort. We've been talking about that the last few weeks. The dates are September 12th through the 16th. We can take 20 people in all. So if you're interested, visit blackisland.com. Pull down the trips tab and look for my name. And you can call that number for information or to sign up. Well, coming up, Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Ken Keezer talks about his new book, My Life Outdoors. Audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson is back, and she goes wheelhouse ice fishing up in northern Minnesota. A little different style from what Jeff does. Yeah. And Country Visions Co-op Brilliant store manager Jared Techtman invites us to the second Outdoorsman Expo in Manitowoc coming up February 8th. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Hi, this is Judy from Country Visions Cooperative, and I'm inviting you to our Outdoorsman Expo on Saturday, February 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building. Explore hunting, fishing, outdoor sports, talk with exhibitors, and learn from our keynote speakers. Exhibitor booths will be stocked with all the latest from food plots to hunting blinds, pond care to fish bait, wildlife attractants, meat processors, and more. Free admission brought to you with the support of Dan Small Outdoors and Sea Hay for news. More details at Country Visions Co-op on Facebook and countryvisionscoop.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Country Visions Cooperative is presenting the second annual Outdoorsman Expo. That's coming up Saturday, February 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it'll be held at the Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building on Expo Drive in Manitowoc. The event is free and open to all, and I'll be there all day, so I hope you'll come by. Say hello and listen to my seminars and check out what the expo is all about. To learn more, you can go to countryvisionscoop.com. countryvisionscoop.com. And joining me now to tell us more about Country Visions Co-op and the expo is Jared Techman. He's the manager of the Country Visions Co-op store in Brilliant. Jared, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Well, you're quite welcome. We have a number of stations in your area up in Oshkosh and Sheboygan and Fond du Lac, so I'm thinking that there are a number of our listeners who aren't too far from the expo and from your locations. I hope we'll drive some traffic to the expo.
That'd be wonderful, yes. We have a wide expanse of market. We have country stores in Brilliant, De Pere, Mishicot, New London, Sheboygan Falls, and Valders.
Okay. So you're not just one central location. You have, I didn't count them, but half a dozen stores at least.
Correct, yes.
Now tell us, we'll get to the expo in just a couple of minutes, but tell us more about Country Visions.
Sure. Country Visions Cooperative is a multifaceted organization. We have agronomy, which takes care of planting, fertilization of fields, things like that in this trade territory. We have an energy department that sells refined fuels, propane for home heating, oils and lubricants, things like that to farm customers. In addition to that, we have a retail portion, which I help represent in the country stores. We have a couple of convenience stores as well. Very multifaceted organization, rooted in agriculture, but also has a few different unique aspects to it as well.
Okay. Are all the country stores essentially the same, or do they differ?
They do have a little bit of difference. The two of them are actually hybrids. Our De Pere location and our Valders location are both connected to gas stations, so they're kind of a hybrid. But overall, the other four are pretty much the same, but they have their own kind of unique offerings and unique charm as well.
Okay, and then you mentioned convenience stores. Are those just the two that are gas stations, or are there more?
Those are just the two that are gas stations as well. We do have a total of four other gas stations that are just refueling stations.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the expo. Now, this is the second annual, I understand. You had such a successful one last year, you decided to move it, I guess, right?
Correct. Last year we had our first one, and we were at the Farm Discovery Center in Manitowoc, and it became quickly apparent that we were going to outgrow that venue almost as fast as we got into that venue, which is a wonderful problem to have. We're quite excited to be able to move it to the Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building. It'll give us a little bit more space to house more vendors, as well as better crowd control. We're very excited to be able to move it as a result of the success last year.
Now, what is your goal with this expo? You're not charging any admission, so I imagine it's, I don't know, what is your goal?
We found that the outdoorsman is a kind of a unique niche within the co-op's trade territory and market, and so we're utilizing this expo as a way to educate and encourage people to find things that are new in that market and what's working for professionals, what's working for different companies as they continue to refine their processes to make different, say, deer plot mixes or different techniques for fishing or hunting. It's really about education for individuals and kind of getting involved in their local county with their DNRs and their clubs and things like that.
Okay. Now, who are some of the vendors who will be there or some of the exhibitors?
Sure. We're going to have quite a range. We'll have vendors there that are selling UTVs. We'll have some trapping clubs, different vendors for deer plot seed, fishing charters, meat processing, Traeger grills. We also will have the Manitowoc County Fish and Game group will be out there, and they're going to be sharpening hunting and fishing knives at no charge. No kitchen knives, but kind of a unique service that they'll be offering out there for us that day.
Well, that's a useful service. I'm one who always struggles with sharpening knives. I think I know how to do it, and I'm always just refining the edge on a knife if I'm skinning a deer or cutting up a turkey or something like that. So that'll be cool. Will the DNR be represented there?
Yes, we will be having Jason Bregeman. He's a fisheries biologist out of the Green Bay area. He'll be talking at 11:30 about walleye restoration programs that are going on here in the state.
Okay. And, of course, I'm doing two seminars, and I'll talk more about those elsewhere in the show. One of them, you mentioned new products. I'm going to be featuring air guns that are made right here in Wisconsin. They are powerful guns that are legal to hunt any game in Wisconsin now when there's a firearm season. And I know a lot of people have never seen one nor hunted with one. So I'm looking forward to showing those to some folks who might be interested in trying a new way of hunting.
Yes, I'm hoping I'll be able to sneak away for that one, Dan. I'm unaware of that category, so looking to be educated myself.
All right. And the other one is a seminar that I've done a number of times on fly fishing for muskies. A lot of muskie fishermen think it's crazy to fly fish for muskies, but if you have the right equipment and a lot of patience and go to the right places, you can do quite well, as I have done in the past. What else can you tell us about the expo?
So no charge for folks to come on out and bring the whole family. That part's always good. There will be food available there. You don't need to worry about packing a lunch or anything like that. Basically, we'll have the expo center set up in such a way that you can kind of mill through it, speak directly to representatives from Country Visions as well as some of the brands that we carry to get more information about products. It'll be set up in such a way that you're not confined to a certain area, or that you have to kind of pick and choose where you want to go. There'll be a stage set up for all these presentations, the ones that you're presenting as well as our other speakers. There'll be seating available for that, handicap seating available. Just a great opportunity to come out and be educated and see what the co-op has to offer.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. And for folks who are not familiar with the Manitowoc Expo area there, will there be signs on the highway or outside of the venue so people can find it?
Yes, there will be signs both on the roads near it as well as directions as you get closer to it on how to get in. It'll be well represented for ease of entrance.
All right. I'm looking forward to it, as I mentioned, and I will see you on the 8th of February. And I think we'll be talking with another representative from Country Visions Co-op next week to get a little more information. And I appreciate your time. Thank you. You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Jared Techman. He is the manager of the Country Visions Co-op store in Brilliant. And we're talking about the second annual Outdoorsman Expo coming up Saturday, February 8th from 9 to 2 at the Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building on Expo Drive in Manitowoc. For more information, visit countryvisionscoop.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, Wisconsin, is a full-service hearing health care clinic. Professional Hearing Care is actually the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com, and you can call for information and to sign up for a free consultation, 608-292-4916, 608-292-4916. And joining us from somewhere in Wisconsin is Dr. Allie Anderson. Dr. Allie, how are you today?
I'm doing great, and I'm actually calling in from Fitchburg today.
Oh, you just get around, don't you? Now, you spend some time in the Green Bay office, right?
Yes, I do. I'm in Green Bay Wednesdays and Thursdays typically, and then the rest of my time is spent in Fitchburg or at another office if needed. Yeah, in Green Bay 2 days a week. I love going up there. The people are really nice, and just a change of scenery is always helpful.
Sure. Now, you're there 2 days a week, but you're in Fitchburg the other days. When are your various offices open?
Mauston and Fitchburg are open 5 days a week, so I have another person that helps me in the Fitchburg office. And then Green Bay is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I have another person in Green Bay helping me there. Westby is just open on Wednesdays, and lacrosse is open every day except Wednesday because our lacrosse provider goes to Westby, kind of like our outreach clinic in a sense.
Yeah, and that's the clinic I go to because it's 5 minutes from my house.
Yes, you don't have to drive all the way into lacrosse.
I miss going to that office.
You do, yeah. Well, that's where you and I met, I think. But people don't have to remember which office is open when. They can call that number, and there's somebody to answer it no matter when you call, right?
Yep, and whenever you call in, our staff members, they can really get you scheduled for any office. Whoever you talk to, they'll get you pointed in the right direction.
Okay. Well, speaking of calling in, you've been on the air with us now for, gosh, about a year, I think, maybe more.
Yeah.
And do you get calls occasionally? I hope so.
I do. If I'm being honest, my radio callers, when they come in, they're more fun because we get to talk hunting and fishing stories. It's amazing, the patients that come in. They had no idea we were here, what we do, and that we even treat like tinnitus. But we recently just had a patient call in who was on the brink of losing their job. They have been through the hospital system and just didn't find care. And he said out of sheer luck, he heard the outdoor radio show. He called us, and we got him in within a week. And he could hear his grandson at Christmas and saved his job. So, I mean, it's really, I absolutely love being on this radio show for stories like that. It's well worth it.
Wow, that has got to be a rewarding part of your work. And, of course, you help people hear better, and that's what you do. But to have that kind of response, that's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of the best parts of my job. Certain days we shed tears in a good way.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. You mentioned talking hunting and fishing with folks who come in, and of course they want to talk to you about hunting and fishing because they know that that's what you do on your days off. Not every day off, but that's what you do for fun.
Yeah, and coming up in a couple weeks, I will be going up to see my sister because we like to do a fishing trip every year. Last year, the ice was just poor quality, but this year we definitely have plenty of ice to go ice fishing, so I look forward to doing that up there, too.
Now, up there, that's somewhere in Minnesota, right?
Yep, it's pretty close to Hayward, Wisconsin, actually.
Oh.
We're about 40 minutes from Mille Lacs Lake.
Okay, so talk about the fishing that you do up there.
I call it casual fishing. We do fish for crappies typically, and then we also have some rattle reels. But I just messaged my mom and asked her if she would bring a hot dish to cook when we're out fishing because my sister has an ice castle, and we'd sit and play cards, BS, make some food, and then when the fish bite, it gets serious. But otherwise, it's a really fun time, and we have all of our family and friends out on the ice, too, so it's kind of a big party, but we also, you know, fish, and on Saturday nights, we try to do a big fish fry. Everybody brings their fish over, and it's a lot of fun, but I think the most fun is at night, because we sleep out on the ice, is when the rattle reels go off. And everybody wakes up and sees how big the fish is, and you hope that it's a big one, but that part is really exciting and a lot of fun, too.
So what is a rattle reel for folks who've never heard of that?
Basically, you have a sucker minnow down to hopefully catch either a big walleye or a northern, and when they latch on and start to go, the reel starts to spin, and it's like a bell inside. And when the bell goes, the goal is that it wakes you up, and then you can go and pull up the fish.
Wow. An ice castle, that's a term that's very familiar to Minnesota anglers, but Wisconsinites aren't too familiar. What is an ice castle?
An ice castle is basically a camper. You can go to the bathroom in there. There was no problem. There's heat, so we can wear slippers while we fish. There's a table, an oven. We can watch the game if the game's on. It's pretty nice. My sister actually camps in her ice castle in the summer, too. It's pretty casual fishing. We're not on a bucket in the cold. We're doing all right.
Yeah, it sounds like it. When my son and I drove to Lake of the Woods in February or late January, 2 or 3 years ago, we passed a lot of ice castles and other brands of fish houses, we call them, heading south after we went up on a Sunday, and those people were heading south having fished over the weekend, I guess. It's pretty elaborate, and I'm sure a lot of folks use them for summer camping as well.
Yeah, we have, I mean, out by the lake I grew up on, the winter time was the most fun. I enjoyed winter the most. It was like fall into winter was so much fun. I worked all summer at a farm just to save up enough money to buy a snowmobile, and I'd hop on the snowmobile and go out on the lake and see if my neighbors were out in the fish house, and I would pull in to warm up. I'd always have cookies on me, and then I would fish for a little bit and then jump on my snowmobile and either head home or go to the next place. And I was young, like 12, 13, and it was like fully independent, and it was just so much fun to just go out on the ice and go visit.
Well, I think having cookies with you is a good way to get invited in to warm up, too.
Exactly. No one says no.
Right. Well, now, you mentioned rattle reels and rattle reels waking you up, and I've got to ask you about hearing protection. We talk about hearing protection for hunting, but I can't imagine you need to protect your hearing for ice fishing, but maybe you need to wear hearing aids so you can hear the rattle reels. Is that right?
Yes, you know, I actually have never thought about that until you just asked that question. Yeah, that would be a good idea to do. And luckily, the newer prescriptive hearing aids have longer battery life, so you could get away with it. Or you just make sure to bring someone with you that can hear.
There you go, yeah.
That is a good point, because they are a higher pitched bell typically, too, so it would be more difficult.
Without hearing aids, I don't hear electronic alarm clock anymore. My phone is my alarm clock, basically, now. So, now, you have a symposium coming up in Green Bay really soon. Tell us about that.
Yes. We try to do educational events for each office, at least one a year. So our next one coming up is in Green Bay. So it's on February 20th. And we'll be talking all about what hearing loss is, why tinnitus happens, and how it's related to cognitive decline and dementia. And then we'll also talk about, you know, the treatment process along with that. They've been really successful in the past, just kind of spreading knowledge about hearing healthcare and answering questions in the community too. But it's also a good way for people to meet us, see that we're real people, and we can kind of help them in their hearing healthcare journey too.
Okay, so February 20th, and what time again?
That's at 10 a.m. Check-in's at 9:30, and it'll be at the Tundra Lodge Resort in Green Bay. It's pretty close to the stadium.
That's just off Lombardi somewhere.
Yep, off of Lombardi Avenue.
Okay, so if they just do a search for Tundra Lodge Resort, and of course, I would imagine you have the location on your website, right?
Yes, yep. So if you go to phcliveevent.com, there's a whole page where you get all the information, and you can RSVP. You can also call our office, and they'll get you registered as well and walk you through what the address, the time, and if you have any questions about that event as well.
Okay. You mentioned tinnitus just in passing for people who haven't heard us talk about that before. Briefly, what is it?
Yeah, tinnitus is that annoying ringing, buzzing, swishing in the ear that the brain actually creates because we have damage to our auditory system. So our brain really makes up that signal, and it can really bother people's concentration, sleep at night. And our office really focuses on tinnitus and reducing the intensity for our patients, too, with proper hearing healthcare treatment.
Yeah, I suppose if you have untreated tinnitus, it's like hearing your rattle reel go off all the time, right?
Yeah, for some people, it is more of like a bell going off or intermittent. Not everybody's is a constant ring. So, yeah, it's kind of like a rattle reel constantly.
Well, I've suffered from it for many, many years, and it's just a high-pitched whine for me. But with the hearing aids and the treatment that you folks have provided me, I don't even notice it. It's not the problem it used to be, which is wonderful. I mean, it's changed my life for sure.
Yeah, that's incredible. You've been going through the journey, that's for sure.
Yep, I have. Well, once again, phcliveevent.com, or they can call 608-292-4916 to register or to get a free consultation. And if you mention that you heard about it on Outdoors Radio, they always like to know that. And sometimes we hear some great stories like that one you shared with us earlier.
Yes, definitely make sure you mention you're on the radio show. And if you want to see me, I'm typically in Fitchburg or Green Bay office, and you can just ask to see me. But all of my staff members would be able to help you But if you want to talk fishing stories, definitely request me.
There you go. Yeah, if you want to talk fishing or hunting, Dr. Allie Anderson. Dr. Allie Anderson is the doctor you want to talk to. Well, Dr. Allie, thank you so much once again, and I hope you and your sister and the rest of your family have a lot of fun up there fishing out of your ice castle, and I hope the hot dish keeps you warm, although that won't be a problem.
Won't be a problem. It's just going to, you know, good comfort food, for sure.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure being on, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
We'll talk to you again, maybe just before the Green Bay event.
Yeah, I'd like that.
All right. Dr. Allie Anderson with Professional Hearing Care, LLC. They have offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. And you can sign up for their free symposium in Green Bay at phcliveevent.com, or you can call 608-292-4916. And you can get general information at profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Whether you're a seasoned outdoorsman or just starting to explore hunting, fishing, outdoor sports, or wildlife plots, come to Country Vision's Outdoorsman Expo on Saturday, February 8th from 9 to 2 at Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building. Talk with exhibitors, see the latest products, hear from keynote speakers, including Dan Small with Fly Fishing for Muskies at 9:30 and Hunting with Air Guns at 12:30. Wolfpack Adventures' Patrick Hamilton presents Turkey Call and Decoys at 10:30. And at 11:30, fisheries biologist Jason Bregeman talks walleye restoration program. Free admission. Get more details at CountryVisionsCoop.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. My next guest is a good friend of mine and a fellow Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer, Ken Kieser. He's from the Kansas City, Missouri area. And his full bio would really take up the rest of the hour, but let me tell you just a little bit about him. He's a full-time freelance outdoor writer. He's been writing for magazines and newspapers as long as I have, since the 1970s. He's written two Western novels and a book on the impact of the 1993 flood in Kansas City, among all kinds of magazine and newspaper articles. If you've ever picked up a copy of Field and Stream, Outdoor Life, Sports Afield, or any of the multitude of regional or single-focus magazines, odds are good you've read some of Ken's stories, and you've learned from his experience, laughed at his escapades, or both. And his latest book just came out this month. It's called My Life Outdoors, 50 Years of Hunting and Fishing Across America. And that's why we're talking to him today. Kenny, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, my world.
Well, thank you, Dan, and I'm really proud of you. You've been hanging in there as long as I have, and we're still here.
Yeah, so far. And, you know, I was really honored when you asked me to write a review for the back cover, and I'm going to share that, or part of that anyway, with our listeners. I said, and I believe this, nobody tells an outdoor story like my friend Ken Kieser. Hang on to your hat and come along for the ride as Kenny catches tarpon in the shadow of Papa Hemingway, shoots geese with a twin to Nash Buckingham's legendary Fox double gun,
and humps after a pack of blue tick hounds as they tree coons on an Oak Ridge haunted by Civil War ghosts. It's a wonder he survived all these adventures. And Kenny, the editors left off this last line here. If only half of them are true, he's lived one hell of a life. So I got to ask you,
I noticed they cut that out.
Yeah, are they all true or are they mostly true? What's the truth there?
Absolutely all true except for the fictional pieces. The hounds on the ridge, that's fictional, and the grouchy old man's fictional, but the majority of that is for sure for real. It's a small, thin slice of the crazy life I've led as an outdoor, full-time outdoor writer, and the places I've been and some of the dangers I've encountered. It's just, when you're in the outdoors that long, bad things do happen on occasion.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you and I and others, a lot of people listening probably shouldn't be here because of some stupid mistake or some accident that was no fault of our own.
It wouldn't have took much. Just running out of gas on a frozen ocean or, you know, little things like that, just uncontrollable things that put you right in danger. So, but, you know, a little common sense and you survive, but sometimes it takes a little luck too.
Absolutely. Well, people ask me this question a lot, so I'll ask you, how did you get started as an outdoor writer?
Well, when I graduated from high school, a teacher walked up to me and said, I don't think you realize this, but you have a gift of writing. And this is just the importance of teachers in our society. And I wish they were paid more because I think they're more important than doctors or lawyers or anything. I think that teachers are what makes our society what it is and hopefully even better. But I started working, actually driving trucks and working on a truck dock and actually bouncing on a bar on weekends. I was a boxer and I kickboxed prior to that. And, you know, I had a lot of crazy ideas that I was tough, but being a bouncer didn't mean you're tough. It means you're kind of an idiot.
Yeah.
But I was just dumb enough to do it, but I was making an honest living and that's all I wanted to do. But I got tired of all that. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go over to the local junior college. I'm going to enroll in some writing classes, just see what I can do. And I aced them. I did really well in them. I couldn't believe it. I kept on writing stories. My first story published was in the Kansas City Star. Brent Brzee was the outdoor editor. You know Brent.
I know Brent, and, yeah.
Yes, and he published my first story like over 40-some years ago. And my second story was in Fur Fishing Game magazine.
Okay.
Mitch Cox was the editor then.
Yeah.
And it was using clear nylon sewing thread to catch crappie. And that was before all the light line was popular with the companies like Berkeley. And then they didn't have that really light stuff until things like that started coming to light. And people learned that with that really light line, crappie in heavy pressured waters are easier to catch.
Sure. So you were a pioneer in that regard. I knew people who fished with literally with sewing thread. And now, of course, it's available commercially.
Yeah, I tried it, and I used it, and it worked pretty good.
Yeah, for sure.
But boy, you better have some finesse.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, you wrote for other papers and for magazines, and and you have so many stories. This collection is really volume one, isn't it? It doesn't say that, but I think you told me that you're thinking of a second volume now.
Thinking pretty seriously about it. And in the next volume, a story about you, I, and Ken Parrott fishing would have to be in the next one because that's one of my favorite outings ever.
Yes, and we were fishing for rock bass on Bemidji Lake or Lake Bemidji, whatever it's called. They're right in Bemidji, Minnesota. And that was 2 years ago at the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers Conference. We had a good guide there, Dick Beardsley, and that was a big help, obviously.
We had a great guide, and we had a blast.
Just, yeah.
And, of course, you get a bunch of outdoor riders in a boat, and it's only going to be serious for a very short time.
Yeah, yeah. But those were the biggest rock bass I think I've ever caught.
Me too.
And boy, not just two or three. We had 40 or 50 of them.
The three of us and the guide all fished, and that made it legal. He really put us on the fish.
He did. And what Dick told us was that Bemidji used to be a logging town, like so many northern towns in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and the shoreline that's now all developed with hotels, and it's a very modern shoreline now, the old dock pilings are still there, and that's where those rock bass were.
They were there, and there were some old railroad pilings in there, too.
Yeah, dock pilings, railroad pilings, and he had those pinpointed on his GPS, and we just motored up to one and caught rock bass like it was going out of style. And I mean, not just 8, 10 inches. I'm talking 11, 12, 12.5-inch rock bass. Amazing.
Do you recall what the bait was?
Well, we used, among other things, an Al's Goldfish.
Oh, yeah, definitely Al's Goldfish.
And I know you have a soft spot in your heart for Al's Goldfish baits.
I do. When I was a boy, the lake we lived by here in Kansas City, they stuck it with trout every year. And on March 1st, three of my buddies and I would go fishing. We would go on opening day, which was March 1st. Even if we had to skip school, we went. And we would always catch trout on spoons and things. Well, one day we was at a hardware store. Back in them days, hardware stores and drug stores had sporting goods.
Yep.
And we're talking the 60s. They had a big card of Al's Goldfish there. I'd never seen one. And I told my dad, I've got to have one. He says, oh, my gosh, those things cost as much as a steak.
Yeah.
I said, it's okay, Dad. I'll pay you back. I'll work for it. I just want the... So he bought me one. I think it was probably $1.85 or something. And I caught two trout bang bang just like that.
Mm.
Well, the company got wind of all that, and they named one of their products after me. They call it the Kenny's Christmas Kit, and it threw Al's Goldfish, and that's been kind of a cool thing, that my name on the box with my signature under it and everything, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
There's worse things you could have named after you, I can guarantee you.
For sure. Now, you and I are both in the Hall of Fame, but I don't have a bait named after me or a collection of baits named after me. Yeah, that product came out in 1952, and I remember it as well. I always had a gold goldfish. Basically, it was gold and silver and just a kind of a stamped outline of a fish, and it's solid brass, I believe, and it must be plated. But, boy, they work. And there we caught fish on an Al's Goldfish. And a year or two before that, up in Hayward, we were on the Chippewa Flowage, and our friend Karen Lutto, who does the PR for Al's Goldfish, made sure that we all had a few of those, and boy, we caught everything from crappies and bluegills to northern pike, and, you know, it's a great bait. It still is. And you've got a story on the goldfish and your history with the goldfish in your book.
There's another lure in there, too, or another series of lures in that book, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about.
You bet.
It's very important. What happens to kids stays with them the rest of their lives. And I went to the Kansas City Sports Show, it was in the 60s, and I had been looking at, I'd read my uncle's hunting and fishing magazines, especially Outdoor Life and Field and Stream, Sports Afield, and True and Argosy, and there was a gentleman named Dick Cotis.
Oh, yeah.
He was the president of Arbogast.
Yes, he was.
And he was in the Arbogast booth at the Kansas City Sports Show, and I walked up to him, I said, Mr. Cotis, you've never met me, but I've seen you in magazines. I just wanted to come by and say hi. He said, son, do you like to fish? I said, yes, sir. I fish for bluegill and crappie with worms sometimes. He said, have you ever caught bass? I said, only on bait. He said, my boss, who I didn't know, he was the boss, but he said, my boss told me to give a special fisherman some of our lures today. He gave me a jitterbug, a hula popper, and a sputterfuss.
Oh, boy.
and I went to my dad's pond the next day, and a bass broke off all three of those lures.
Oh, gee.
So I wrote a piece for the official publication of the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame about that incident, and it turned out that Mr. Cotis was still alive, and he wanted to talk to me. So I called him up, and he said, I wanted to tell you, my wife and I really love your story, and I want to send you those lures again. I said, well, this time autograph them, and I'm not going to use them. And he did, and they're in a window box in my office now.
Well, folks, if you visit the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame or go onto their website and you search for Ken Kieser's photo and story, you'll see that he's wearing a Kansas City Chiefs sweatshirt. Well, Kenny,
oops.
You know I'm originally from Buffalo, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So are the Chiefs going to three-peat this year, or is it time for the Bills to actually win one?
Well, my hope is the Chiefs do three-peat because I am a Kansas City fan. The Chiefs sponsored some of my mentally and physically challenged kids' fishing programs for years, so naturally I'm pretty embedded with them. But I'm a fan of Buffalo, too, and I would love to see them win the Super Bowl next year.
Okay. Well, Ken, we are running out of time for this segment, but we haven't got into the meat of your book. Can you join us again soon so that we can continue this conversation?
I would love to. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Folks, I'm talking with Ken Keyser. He is a full-time freelance outdoor writer. His new book is called My Life Outdoors, 50 Years of Hunting and Fishing Across America. You can get it on Amazon. Just search for his name, Ken or Kenneth Keyser, K-I-E-S-E-R. Again, the book title, My Life Outdoors. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Country Visions Cooperative is inviting you to our Outdoorsman Expo on Saturday, February 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mattoa County Expo Merchants Building. Explore hunting, fishing, outdoor sports, talk with exhibitors, and learn from our keynote speakers. Visit the Country Visions Country Store booth for special sale items, including deer blacks and our custom 5-gallon pail. Admission's free, and the first 100 attendees will receive a Country Visions winter hat. Brought to you with the support of Dan Small Outdoors and See Here for News. More details at Country Visions Co-op on Facebook and CountryVisionsCoop.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they have 40 boats at the Milwaukee Boat Show this weekend. And Crestliner has announced rebates through the end of January. Stop by the boat show and check out the deals on boats. And be sure to tell them Dan and I sent you. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, ProfHearingCare.com. And by Ducks Unlimited. Get involved. Attend a DU fundraiser in your area and help conserve and protect habitat and your ability to hunt it. Learn more at ducks.org.
If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special for the last several years is available on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
We've got the radio show online all the time as well for you. Go to lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page. You can download it there. You can also go to outdoornews.com/podcasts and download it. Take it with you wherever you go. Dan's on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
We've mentioned the DNR offering a number of outdoor skills programs this year. Go to the DNR website events page to learn more. One of those involves our Wisconsin Turkey Commander, Lauren Voss, but there are lots of others as well. I mentioned the Ballard's Black Island trip in September. Again, if you're interested, go to blackisland.com. You'll see all the information there. Just pull down the trips tab and look for my name. And I hope you can make it to the Country Visions Co-op Sportsman's Expo in Manitowoc, February 8th. We'll have another guest on next week to talk about that expo. And again, I've got two seminars, one on muskie fly fishing and one on air gun hunting. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next concert is next Friday, January 31st, at the Harbor Table in Washburn. For more on Warren and his music and a schedule of upcoming events, go to warrennelson.com. The show is called Under the Upper Lake. It's a concert of songs celebrating Lake Superior. Show starts at 4. Come for the show, stay for the fish fry, Harbor Table in Washburn, Wisconsin. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the cool night swallows the moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg, when the loon cries lover in the blue north wind. I'll be trolling home to you when my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry coffee can, honey, I'll be true.